Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Bank power with Lakeside Bank. Lakeside Bank, it's about time.
Hey, John boy, how's the weather?
John Morosi.
Hello to a new adventure. Living my life in Michigan, my home state, surrounded by family and friends.
Columnist for MLB.com.
The White Sox, to me, after watching them, and again, it was one day where I was able to see them up close, the talent is there, but the flaws and the sloppiness are there too. And I think that right now the White Sox are a frustrating team to watch.
Fox Sports baseball contributor.
Trevor, what has changed for you over the last week?
Feeling like myself in the box lately, and that's just kind of as simple as I can put it. Just trying to hit the ball hard and not do too much, and big things happen for me sometimes.
Three-run home run, Trevor Story, who is volcano hot right now.
MLB Network Insider.
JP can provide some clarity as to what went on. JP.
Bob, I will do my best.
John Morosi.
I'm so happy, I can't lie to you. It's the best moment of my life. All the fans who are here supporting me, it means the world.
With Parkinson Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, our friend and yours, JP John Paul Morosi. What's up, Jay Pizzle?
I'm doing great, guys. I am continually impressed by the creativity and the recency of the content that you guys have in those welcome back montages. So to Tanny and to Shane, thanks so much for everything. I really appreciate it.
Love that you give Shane some light, even though he has very little to do with that particular thing. But
no, I make all of them, John. Thank you.
I don't think we've spoken to you since you came over and had a moment with those guys.
We did.
We did?
Yeah, the next day.
Yeah. Remember when we talked to you last time, John?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, all the love.
And
good.
Here's the thing.
Me too. Memorable.
Were you here when that was Speaks here on that show when it happened?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was here.
Good Lord. Do you see what I'm working with, John? This is the guy. Yeah.
I know. It's okay. It's okay.
Look,
this is all among friends. Just a bunch of friends talking about the White Sox and then the Cubs, maybe a little bit at some point too.
Well, yeah, Jack Peterson just homered off a lefty. Okay, out in there in San Francisco. So I'm like, I'm distracted. Okay, John understands why I get distracted.
Exactly. No, I appreciate that, and I appreciated Shane and Tanny both staying in there through at the end of that game. And the amazing thing is, although my voice quality has improved in the last week, what I said then remains true now. Team has talent. They're still frustrating. They're still inconsistent. They're still, I think, very dependent on Luis Robert as the catalyst. And, of course, now he's out of the lineup. I wanted to make sure, in the spirit of Tanny's great montage to begin, that I have the most recent information for you. And on that score, I want to mention this, that when Luis Robert scores a run, the White Sox are 13-3. When he does not, or when he is not in the lineup, they're 8-18. He really is the guy that drives them. And when he is not either in the lineup or clicking, they're just not the same team. And it is amazing to me when you look at the way the season began and what we all thought this division was going to look like. The Twins having a comfortable lead was not at all what I thought this division would look like at the end of May.
So when you talk about that comfortable lead, it's the second biggest first-to-second division lead in all of baseball, 5.5 games. They play them 7 times in just July, so there's plenty of games left. We understand that. But what's the tipping point? You know, if they're this far back at this point in the season, now it's time to panic about the division. Like, where is that in John Morosi's mind?
Yeah, I don't think it's imminent. I really don't. I would say that they have to have, again, and we're still, I guess, goodness, just 2 months away from the trade deadline, which is why I suppose it's starting to get to that time where you decide what your team's all about. Usually that marker is after the draft, which no longer is in early June, but I think that we're probably about 2 weeks away from when teams start to really look at those moves and where they're at. This is a team that has flaws. The good part about it is I do think with the arrival of Cueto, who's been really interesting, and, of course, I think Kopech overall, you'd have to say his season's been a tremendous success. Obviously, the walk total's maybe higher than you'd want it to be, but I think for the most part he has delivered exactly what you hoped he would. Keuchel has struggled a bit. I think they're hoping, obviously, the Lynn is a factor here pretty soon, and they've got Giolito on the way back too. So, I mean, for me, it's the offense that has been a little bit frustrating more than anything else. The defense also has been there. It's also possible this team is just a little more flawed than we thought. And if they're flawed, I don't think that they're one move away. They probably are just banking on the likes of Jimenez to come back and hoping that Moncada gets things going again. But he's come back and really struggled offensively, Johan has. So it's just a team that right now, we talk about some clubs that on the positive side are greater than the sum of their parts. The White Sox are the opposite. They're lesser than the sum of their parts. And honestly, if you look at where their run differential is, they're actually, in a way, kind of lucky to be where they are at the moment. They're a minus 35 run differential.
Yeah.
Minus 35. I mean, they're pretty fortunate from where I sit to be second in this division and not third.
Every time I see Rafael Devers, especially when he's here, I think about how the White Sox wanted him in the Chris Sale trade, couldn't get him, got Moncada instead, along with Kopech. What I had heard back then was that they weren't going to get Kopech or weren't going to get an arm of consequence if they got Devers instead of Moncada. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. Let me ask you about the Red Sox offense, which has obviously been completely on fire for a couple of weeks. J.D. Martinez is outrageous, and Trevor Story and everybody. But when they're sitting on 3-2 curveballs from Dylan Cease, and his stuff is so varied, and they're all over it last night, and then Ozzie Guillen comes on our morning show today and wonders whether Dylan Cease is tipping pitches, how reasonable is it for us, the baseball fan, to think about sign stealing right now in the environment of baseball? Because when Alex Cora and the Red Sox are here, sometimes you think about it. How reasonable is it for us to even consider it right now?
Well, there's two different things there. There's pitch tipping and there's sign stealing. And I think that we have to be clear about what both those two things mean. I think pitch tipping means that on the last start, that when the Red Sox looked at video, or any team looked at video, that they would see, oh, when he throws the slider, he bites down on his lip, and you can tell on his face or the way that the ball jumps out of his hand when he throws it, it's clear what he's throwing. That is pitch tipping. That is not sign stealing. And I think that we have to draw that delineation. Now, there's no evidence to me that anything untoward is going on. I do think that when really talented pitchers are hit hard in consecutive starts, where they have a streak where they're in the zone and they're throwing quality pitches, but the opposition is on them, then I think as a baseball team, you do your homework and say, okay, what is he giving something away here? Or is he becoming either too predictable, or is he something in his motion when he throws his changeup? Are the gloves, the fingers on his mitt, are they fanning out because he's going there to get the changeup grip? I mean, that is totally legal to pick that stuff up. It's just that's which is not at all the same thing as stealing signs. And listen, this goes back, I can tell you, every time, and this is one of the greats of our era that I've covered, every time Justin Verlander struggled for two starts in a row, he was convinced that he was tipping his pitches every time. Because in his own mind, he never wanted to say, well, they're just better than me. He never went there. It was always something else was wrong. I was giving something away. And then he would go watch a bunch of video, scrutinize it, and fix it. And I'm not saying that's what's happening with Dylan Cease, but if it was, and obviously Ozzie has great baseball instincts, it would not surprise me.
John Morosi is our guest. What was your opinion of how Major League Baseball handled the Josh Donaldson, Tim Anderson incident?
I think they did the right thing, and I'll say a couple things about it. Number one, it was obviously in poor taste what Josh said. It was the wrong thing to say at the wrong time. The notion that it was some kind of a joking, good-natured thing between friends just doesn't pass muster, because we've seen how these teams have played against each other the last couple of weeks. That's just not reality. I think that it was not the right thing to say, nor was it the right time. And context matters. It is not for anyone to say how Tim Anderson should feel when he was called a name in that sense. That was just not appropriate. And so if he was offended by it, it's his right to be offended by it. That's number one. The other part is, even if you were of the mind that a player should not be suspended in this context, you have to also realize that the language precipitated a benches clearing incident. And so there was a manifest on-field thing that happened because of what Josh had said. So it's impossible for me to climb in there and say, well, what was Josh's intent truly benign? I don't know. But the reality is what he said was inappropriate. He said the wrong thing at the wrong time. And there was a consequence for that. I think it was a fair punishment. I think baseball did their due diligence. And even when you have people in Josh's own clubhouse, like Aaron Boone, who notably said that he didn't think Josh should be suspended, but that what was said was inappropriate. Aaron Judge said it was inappropriate. It seems fairly apparent that Josh did something wrong, and he was punished for it. I think overall, I think baseball did a very good job of handling it.
You think Donaldson is a Yankee when the trade deadline comes and goes?
You know, that's a great question, because they're obviously playing well, and he's had some good moments so far. He really has. How does he, and obviously now he's on the COVID IL, how does he get back into the clubhouse? It's hard to say. I do think internally, like most things in baseball, it will be personnel-driven. Is there someone that they believe can take his place and do the job better at third base? And do hard, does he find a way to play his way back into the good graces of the organization? I'll say this. I think the way that Josh handles it, going forward, what does he say to his own teammates? How does he treat people going forward? I think baseball in general is a pretty forgiving place, but your actions have to match up to your apology. And I think that really, on some level, the answer to that question is it's up to him. It's up to him and how he conducts himself, and it's up to him and how he plays. And if at some point in time the cost benefit tips to the negative side, then I think it would not surprise me at all if the Yankees moved on from him.
I'm curious. I'll ask the question simply, and then if you don't see where I'm coming from, I can give you the longer preamble. What is your perception of what the Cubs' plan is to build the next great Cubs team?
So I don't think yet that it's entirely clear. How's that? I think that they're trying. They've made some smaller moves, but you look at the pieces in general. I think we are so early in the process that it is not even really outside of where Wilson Contreras gets moved, which I think is certainly a possibility. You saw the Mets, James McCann's out now. I think there's going to be a lot of interest in him around the game. I think the next logical step is that you trade Contreras. And if you're going to take this thing all the way down, similar to what you did a decade ago, that's what you would do. But if you're thinking more of the express rebuild, then do you sort of hold the fort now and then try to re-sign Contreras long-term and then make another run at Carlos Correa, which I believe that they had tried to do last offseason? I think we'll know pretty soon, but I think that the telltale sign for me, guys, is going to be on August 2nd, is Wilson Contreras still a Cub?
When we talked to Jed Hoyer about this exact thing, he intimated flat out that the environment around MLB does not lend itself to a full-scale rebuild like he, Theo, and the Cubs underwent in 2011, 2012. Does that ring true to you?
Yeah, I mean it does. I think that obviously the draft rules are different. We now have a lottery. And by the way, this is all good. The lottery is a good thing. and the union wanted it, and they should have wanted it. Because what I've kept saying to people around the game for a long time, when people would say they're frustrated about why isn't my team spending, you have to look at the rules and the incentives to spend. And when you at the top side, okay, you make one more playoff spot to compete for, okay, that moves you towards spending a little bit more. On the bottom side, when finishing last is less appealing, you adjust your algorithm. A lot of the decisions that are made in terms of how teams value players are predicated on what that additional win value is, the marginal win curve, et cetera. But they do it based on your chance to make the playoffs and your chance to bring in the revenues and compete for a championship. And what I'm saying is, I think, and Jed is touching on this, and what he told you, is that decidedly the incentives to spend and compete are higher now than it was before. Back in the day, you could take it all down to the studs, pick high, overspend on high school players, and express your rebuild that way. You can't do that anymore. So you have to, I think, be a bit more discerning. You probably have to spend some more money to compete. And I do think the Cubs, you look at their division, the Brewers are not going to be this great forever with their pitching. And so I do think there'll be a window when they come back down to earth a little bit. And the Cardinals are still going to be the Cardinals for a while. I think their team is really well-structured right now. But I do think that they can – the Cubs, once we sort of see how they handle Contreras, I think we'll know a lot more about is it a 1 or 2 year plan or is it a 3 to 4 year plan. But I agree with what Jed is saying to you that he's not going to be able to do what he did before.
One more White Sox-related thing. The Twins are getting good pitching, obviously, out of Joe Ryan. Sonny Gray was great last night. If they go ace shopping or front of the rotation shopping, have you looked ahead at all as to what the options are going to be in a year like this? Have you done trade deadline research yet, John?
I have, and I'll mention this one name that's already on the mound actually today, Paul Blackburn of the A's. Huh. Nobody ever talks about this guy. He's on the mound right now. They're playing the Mariners in Seattle. Paul Blackburn right now has a 1.91 ERA. Now, he's not somebody that goes deep into games. He's had a lot of injury issues in the past. But he is someone that when he's handled properly in terms of his innings, has a real impact. Now, is he an ace? I'm not sure that I would go to that extent. But he is someone that I think, you look at those numbers right now, he is a really appealing guy to keep an eye on. And I know he's someone that I think has not gotten nearly the credit that he deserves. I think he's a really, really appealing pitcher that I think he'll be looked at around. And I'd also say this, if the Marlins struggle to get back into this race, and obviously the Mets are running away with this thing, Pablo Lopez, they have control of him, so there's not really a lot of urgency right now. But he has been an all-star level pitcher, almost Cy Young level pitcher in the NL. So Pablo Lopez, remember that name, Pablo Lopez and Blackburn there in the American League.
John Morosi, as always, thank you. Did we hear Gabriella in the background there?
Oh, they're home. Oh yeah. So I told my wife this. I was lucky that she picked them up from school. We got some new flooring going in the house. I had to find the one room that was quiet from the flooring, and naturally, the girls get picked up from school, walk in the door, and they can find me, guys, within like 20 seconds, and they start slamming on the door. It's unreal. It's like they appreciate it because I love being a dad, so it's a lot of fun.
Just get her in line, okay? It's a little disrespectful.
I'll try. I'll try my very best, my friends.
Maybe you shouldn't travel so much, John. Maybe you should be at home for your daughters more often.
Wow.
I got to think about it. This is like, so. And listen, I just turned 40. As you guys, and by the way, thank you for all the happy birthday wishes last week. I appreciated that. I mean, when you turn 40, you start to think, man, right? It's like, how do you get more time at home?
Yes, yeah, you know about that.
Yeah, I do.
Parenting family hour podcast sometime with you guys. We'll talk about it, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
No, but not during the hockey playoffs. Keep traveling during the hockey playoffs, your beloved sport. Go.
Hockey is great. How about that Battle of Alberta, man? What a game last
night.
Gotta go, John.
See you later. All the best.
Does
thanks,
not
guys.
Matter. I could care less.
See you, John. That's John Morosi. MLB Network, 100 other jobs.
Yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Gabriella!
Who, yes, speaks. We absolutely talked to.
Yeah.
After he visited with Shane and Tanny.
The next day.
And you were here.
Yeah.
I got confused. I thought it was the day of the meeting that you're going to go see him. I don't know. Like, I hid under my keyboard for about 40 seconds that interview.
Yeah, no, you did.
Painful.
You did.
Yeah. I know.
You.
Hate myself.
Potentially big story breaking in the NFL.
Really?
Yeah, potentially. We can get into that.
I watched something really dispiriting on television this morning, by the way.
Really?
In regards to that.
Okay.
Don't watch it, man. Well, you probably should watch it, but it's not going to make you happy.
I think we're talking about two different things.
Yeah. Right. I was talking about the Real Sports piece on Deshaun Watson.
I know you were.
It's miserable. It's so sad.
Yeah.
Could have been a tease.
I thought that's what I was doing.
Oh, yeah, Danny's teasing something. I know he's not teasing this, so I'm blurting it out.
No, it's pulling it the same.
It's a different way. It's a different way to do radio.
Yeah, we're all right. So pull the same end of the rope.
Oh yeah,
or pull an opposite end of the rope.
I thought tug of war, kind of a fun
it's
sport.
It's a fun game. Parkinson Spiegel, tug of war on the score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Put him in the hall. Put him in the hall of fame. Parkinson Spiegel to the rack. Count it in a foul.
We're going
to
crank it up nonstop.
I have noticed that white guys generally don't seem to be big fans of Black Lives Matter. No, there are a lot of you here tonight. I don't really have any hard scientific data to back up my claim, but I have talked to my uncle about Colin Kaepernick, and I feel like that's a pretty good indication of the white male consensus.
By the way, that from Pat Tomasulo's special. Shane just alerting me that our good friend Pat shared on Instagram that his special over 100,000. Not bad, man. That's pretty
really cool.
Congratulations.
Over 100,000 views on YouTube in a month.
Hey, man, for an hour-long thing that you wrote, produced, and put out there yourself and have promoted yourself, good for him. Me and the wife sat down and watched it. Was it last week? Yeah, I think there was a gameless night where we popped it on and laughed a lot. Enjoyed ourselves very much.
Very funny. So
140,000 views right now.
140,000. Well past 100,000.
That was fast many, after we mentioned it. Good job, Mob.
Yeah.
Way to go. Way
yeah,
to go.
Instant.
Especially since Jay's taking a day off from listening.
Very impressive. Yeah. Shout out to the Mob Father.
Shout out. There's one texter who keeps calling Tanny the Mob Father, but he's not the Mob Father. It's Jay.
Charlotte Jay. It's Jay and Charlotte who's the Mob Father. That's but we can have multiple Mob Fathers.
I don't think so.
Maybe
I don't
not.
Think so. I think it's Jay's gig.
Kenny's the Mob Stepfather.
Well, then what is Connor O'Donnell then? Because he's the one that moderates the mob. Ooh. Like maybe he's like the nameless, faceless figure at the top of the pyramid.
The Moderator.
Oh, the Moderator.
Wow. That's a good one.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
M-O-B.
Danny.
That's a like some
mob stuff.
Yes.
Look at that.
The mob godfather, where you step in if the father dies.
Hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
No, that was good.
I'm sorry.
No, that was on me. I was supposed to give you more reaction.
Yeah,
right there.
I heard rumors that this is the yes and show, and I feel like anytime I say anything,
it's just a no show.
It's just a no shut up idiot show.
You think every time?
Pretty close, I'd say.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You only get a tanny for affirmation on that one?
I'll save it for therapy.
Wow.
Happy birthday to Willie, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday,
that.
Mike.
Thank you. I know she does, too. Yeah.
Happy birthday. That's fantastic.
She sucks, dude.
Willie!
I let her swim in the lake this morning.
She doesn't suck.
Yeah, sometimes she does.
She's the love of your life at the moment. What are you talking about?
She's like all you have.
Yeah.
Thanks for the reminder.
She was with you on Mother's Day when your mom wasn't. She was with you on Father's Day when your dad wasn't.
I let her swim in the lake this morning. Something I like to do. Let her
You're
jump off the
cement.
Never alone
as long
you know?
As Willie's there.
And she went out a little bit too far for comfort today.
Uh-oh.
It was too cold for me to swim.
Oh!
And then she'll come back usually and then like climb the ladder to get back up. And she refused to climb the ladder. And I'm reaching in there, grabbing her by the neck to bring her up. She kind of sucks a little bit sometimes. After I made her pancakes for her birthday. she got four pancakes today for her birthday. I didn't even eat any. Because I ran out of mix.
Making me think of one of my favorite words, anthropomorphizing. You know what anthropomorphizing is?
Yeah, it's assigning human qualities to animals.
Yes.
I do that with her all the time.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Pancakes.
I have full conversations with her.
I mean, pancakes.
I've trained my dog to understand things in context and not just one word commands.
Syrup, butter.
Come on, Tom, say it with me, you pancake eating.
She got some butter. Butter and whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Yep.
Would she take a running back number one? Whipped cream.
Ooh, butter and whipped cream for the dog. How's your parpin now?
We'll check. We'll see.
Little experiment.
She's got a pretty sensitive stomach. We'll see.
At the table or on the floor?
No, on the floor.
Okay.
In her bowl.
Oh, okay.
I drop the four pancakes in her bowl. Do a little whipped cream on top.
Four
pancakes.
You're amazing.
Dude, she loves pancakes.
It's like, you know, we were genuinely disappointed where Christine and I, when I brought it up because I had it on the calendar, Willie's birthday party last Saturday. We had party hats all picked out.
Again, I don't like to besmirch the name of local businesses, so I won't say what the bar was that double booked and then
what does it rhyme
out.
With? What does it rhyme with?
I'm trying to rhyme. Smart.
Yeah, yes, and.
You're doing great.
Male smouse.
I was just.
Dark Creek.
Schmale blouse.
Pale blouse.
Gotcha.
It's the Clark Street Ale House.
That's what I was setting you up to do. What does it rhyme
Don't
with?
Don't even get me started on that Italian pizza fiesta.
All right, stop.
Hey, I ordered that. I ordered that the other night. It was good.
Doubt it.
It was.
Yeah, I don't want Willie to ever feel bad on her birthday. I don't know if you guys remember. I got dumped on my birthday one time. So I want Willie to have positive association and good memories with her birthday.
Why don't you? So you did get dumped on your birthday. It's well documented. You brought it up, not us, so you can't get mad.
Exactly.
But like, your most recent birthday was pretty awesome.
It was great. Had Dom Perignon in Vegas.
Right. So why isn't that now the go-to birthday memory for
because
you?
Because it's a lot easier to be miserable than it is to be happy.
Ah, I see. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that checks out, actually.
Like the Casey Musgraves song.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right.
If we can back up just
back
a little.
Therapy.
A texter as Dana. Although I like your moderator quite a bit, the mod father, like the moderator father, might be a good title for Connor O'Donnell.
Okay.
As I cycle back 4 minutes.
I wish the Lord would take me now.
Point is this, Colin Kaepernick is working out with the Raiders this week. They're bringing him into the facility. Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, has said he believes he deserves a chance to play in the NFL, and they will be giving him that opportunity with the Vegas Raiders. Colin Kaepernick has reportedly accepted the invitation. Colin Kaepernick going to be doing a workout for the Raiders. It's been what?
5 years?
Six years? He's 35 at this point. I'll be interested, but quarterback play is so rough in the NFL, man. I mean, Nathan Peterman's on the Bears. So you got to think that it's at least possible that he can get a gig. But Colin Kaepernick working out with the Raiders this week hasn't played an NFL game since 2017.
You know, it's interesting because like Nathan Peterman being on the Bears, I have it's 2016 apparently, according to the Schefter tweet, hasn't last played football in 2016. Nathan Peterman being on the Bears is like a camp arm, a knowledgeable brain for the quarterback room, those kind of things. And Kaepernick obviously would qualify for those kind of things, depending on the system, and if he's familiar with it, can help with it. But we still think of Kaepernick as like a guy that you actually might want to see on the field. Nobody wants to see Nathan Peterman on the field. Nobody.
Yeah, I mean, well, Kaepernick became so much more, obviously. Right?
Obviously.
He became a symbol and in some ways, and to some people, an icon and all of these things. And now, just from a football standpoint for a second, if he came into the NFL and looked good, because quarterbacks at 35 can look good. It's mm-hmm. difficult, and it seems virtually impossible 6 years out of the league. But if it happened, it would be one of the craziest stories in the history of football, because it would validate more so, like, we all know that he was blackballed and all that, but like a career and a prime Rob, the guy who went into Lambeau and won a playoff game, a guy who took a team to an NFC championship game, and a guy who his opinion on those issues has aged very well in terms of, like, the majority opinion. We were in agreement with him at the time, but, like...
But in terms of what society is comfortable with...
Yeah, Roger Goodell looked into a camera and said Black Lives Matter and police brutality is a problem and corporations are coming out and backing it, and we live in a post-George Floyd America now. Mm. Like, if Colin Kaepernick came into the NFL and looked like he still was able to be a starting quarterback, it would be a sports tragedy, like... validated. If it isn't validated for you already, it would be validated by his effort. So, it of course will be a captivating and fascinating story if it happens. So we'll see what happens. And I don't even know, like, surprised at who it would be. Like, it's not fair to say I'm surprised it's the Raiders, or like I don't know who it would be or wouldn't be, but they're bringing him in.
Yeah.
For sure. And they've got an incumbent starter. They signed Derek Carr. Like, Derek Carr's not going anywhere.
For sure.
You know, it's not about a starting job. It's about a workout, see if you can make the team.
The irony, I mean, so many things would feel absurd or ironic, but, like, he would have needed these 6 years of playing and practicing to evolve into the quarterback that he probably would need to be at this point of his age and athleticism, right?
Sure. I mean, yeah.
Like, stepping in there now at age 35, it wouldn't be about as much of the running and the mobility, theoretically.
Definitely. It's going to be fascinating. That's why. Like,
yeah.
How much has he been working? Did it evolve? But, and then, of course, bad faith actors, if it doesn't work or he doesn't make a team.
See?
He wasn't good enough.
See, that's the thing. Like,
but we can't invent time travel and go back 6 years to see what it would have been like, you know? But he's going to get his shot. So that's some news of the moment. Breaking news on the score brought to you by the Beat the Streak podcast. Get an inside edge on how to win the $5.6 million prize every day this season. Listen on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcast. Who do you have today, by the way?
Today I've got J.D. Martinez tonight, who's absolutely on fire for the Red Sox, going against Lucas Giolito, who he's hitting .500 against in his career. And Tim Anderson. How about Tim Anderson, by the way? The way that he's handled all of this stuff and just kept hitting, it's outrageous, isn't it? It's just freaking remarkable. And since Ozzy, since he tweeted at Ozzy, he's 12 for 20. So maybe that's the line of demarcation, right? That's the point. He got all pissed off at Ozzy, and he's 12 for 20.
He's just an awesome games. Baseball player.
Yeah, he is. He's hitting .365.
He was hitting before that.
I know. I know. But it's just like...
It's all he does.
It's all he does. But goes out yesterday, talks to the media before the game, and is like, yeah, you know, I kind of like it. It's nice to have something to pump me up. And then he goes out and goes 2 for 3.
I saw, and so I assume it's still true. I think I saw it just 2 days ago. He has more multi-hit games this year than zero-hit games. That's a crazy stat, man. In an era where it's so tough to put the ball in play and get base hits as a guy who's not like a pure, you know, three outcome player, doesn't take a ton of walks.
Yeah.
That is a crazy statistic to have more multi-hit games than zero-hit games. Like, if that sustains itself over 162,
yeah.
Has that happened before?
I'd love to see him be able to make the start at shortstop for the American League. Last year, he got in the game, but I don't think had a plate appearance because he subbed in late.
Yeah.
I know Correa, you know, if he's back healthy, like, you know, I know you have a lot of people betting against Correa and voting against him, so mm-hmm. maybe that'll help, but it would be great to see him there. I know the defense has cleaned up considerably.
Right. I was just thinking, like, did all of the – there was a lot of attention around the errors the first 5-6 weeks of the season. So I don't know if that, like, narrative would go away, or if he would need to have some, like, web gem type plays, or what it would be. But I mean, if he laps the field with offense,
since May 1st, 19 starts, 11 of those starts were multi-hit games.
Yeah, since the first
that's
of May,
crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It is crazy. Insane.
The guy's a hit machine.
Xander Bogaerts would be the American League shortstop vying for a spot, but TA's got better numbers than him. He's got more hits. Got
we
a higher batting average.
You grew up a Red Sox fan. You're saying that, so that's what we have to factor into.
Tim Anderson has a higher OPS than Xander Bogaerts.
Tim Anderson is leading all MLB shortstops in 8 offensive categories.
That's crazy.
First place in 8 offensive categories, all MLB shortstops.
And when you really think about it, when we look back on this whole thing, he got it up in Josh Donaldson's face and said something. Then he homered and put his finger to his lips.
But what happened before all of that?
No.
He unfollowed you on Twitter.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying, exactly. Look at like, and he didn't really.
He got you out of his life.
Stuff. Yep. Talk about like really coming through this with grace and class and just like quiet professionalism and busting his ass.
Tim Anderson and my exes all go to the same meeting.
They do. The anti-Shane meeting?
Yep.
Are they all better off or just Tim Anderson?
Just Tim Anderson.
Oh, yeah,
screw the rest of them.
All right, good.
It's their own fault.
Definitely. The national media weighs in on the Bears. We'll get to it at 4 o'clock. Our boys were confronted with something that every sports fan has faced at one point or another. It's next on The Score.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's kind of a dank afternoon.
What about dank?
Afternoons on The Score.
That's what my folks told me.
Mama said there'll be days like this, and this was one of those days. Do you have any final thoughts, or can I just kick it to the studio?
No, I'll tell you what. We could really go in depth on this, but instead of that, let's let Ozzie and Chuck explain it.
One of those nights, and our guys, along with Gabe Ramirez, who is one of our guys, but just in terms of the Parkinson Spiegel Show, Shane and Tanny were there.
To the ninth. Sox need 18 to tie. It's 18-0 Detroit.
So it was a close game. Only 16-3. No big deal.
God, Farmio. That's awesome. And obviously, that's Benetti and Stone at the very end. I didn't watch the very, very end, but I hung out with them for large parts of the seventh inning and eighth inning, just because I find those guys in pure garbage time like that to be a very comfortable and relaxed listen. You know?
Yeah.
I like garbage time in baseball games. I don't sense that you do, necessarily.
Oh, it's not necessarily my favorite. The broadcasting component of it interests me, and like hanging out with Benetti and Stone, I got no problem with, right? Like, it can be entertaining, but...
In person?
I probably would have left that one a little earlier. When did you guys leave that 16-3 baseball game?
When does the game end?
Okay.
After the ninth, right? Bottom of the ninth?
Yep.
That's when the game's
if
over.
They're down, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we left bottom of the ninth.
No consideration?
No. Comebacks can happen. We literally watched the Ukraine come back against Vladimir Putin's Russia. Do you think the White Sox can't come back against the Red Sox?
I mean...
The Ukraine, Danny.
That changes the tenor of the conversation.
I mean, I was just going to say, we saw the Guardians come back just a matter of weeks ago.
There you go. You know? That's a good one.
I guess that applies
a little more.
It's sportsy, a little more lighthearted.
Ukraine on the brain, you know?
Yeah.
Ukraine on the brain!
Insane.
We stayed the whole time. Got pretty toasty. So
did you?
Yeah. Anybody looking for a new drink hack at the
cell? No. Shh, we don't want long lines.
The Moscow Mules, the Kentucky Mules at the Comcast Bar in right field, like behind 108, 109, 110.
Yeah.
That is where you get your value.
Really?
You want to feel a little warm on a cold night where your team sucks? That's where you get your value.
Well, see, here's they had all the different kinds of mules, or was it just bourbon mules?
There's like 8 or 9 different cocktails over there.
Oh, wow.
All for like $14.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You don't want to feel weighed down by a beer or something like that, even though I love Miller. You don't want to feel weighed down, you get yourself a cocktail.
Okay. So you're saying, right, if you're like on the Tevin Jenkins diet.
Sure.
Right, and trying to cut
or
beer.
A real hot summer day.
Right.
Mule sounds a lot better. It's $14 over there. $18 if you want a double.
So how many doubles do you have?
3.
Okay.
And then some beers.
Shane was wearing his Mitchell & Ness Miller satin jacket last night.
So attractive and shiny.
Yeah,
so
handsome, man.
So many guys being dudes stopped Shane on the concourse. Not because he's Shane, but just, hey, nice jacket, bro.
A nice jacket,
really?
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Takes a special person to wear that jacket.
Yeah, it fits me well.
Yeah, it does fit you well. Yeah.
And you wear it well, my friend.
I do. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. You can't have it.
So
you wear it's too small well. For me. I'm too yoked.
Danny is pretty yoked.
That's what everyone says about him.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm still thinking about Ukraine on the brain. Made me so happy.
Quite the comeback for them, though.
So you're hanging out for late innings of a game like that. Here's the thing that I don't feel like it registers with Danny for whatever reason. You're at a park. It's a ballpark. Like, there's lovely greenery. The seats, if you're doing it right, are comfortable. By then, probably people have left. You got some space around you. You're with people that you like.
Yeah,
there's a ball game. There's a ball game and a sport happening, and maybe they'll come back. But, like, what is a more delightful place to hang out? Is there one?
It's like 50, 55 degrees, a decent breeze.
Come
just
on.
Like a beautiful night at the ballpark,
come
regardless
on.
Of the product on the field.
Here's the question, though.
Yes.
Did you have enough of those drinks left over to last you into the innings after which they stopped serving those drinks?
Sounded like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You have enough early on because, what was it, after
I had
the first?
Like five beers in the parking lot.
Yeah. After the first inning, it was 4-0, you know, 6-0 after okay. two. Like, you have enough in those long early innings, that can sustain you quite a long.
So you ride
evening.
The buzz. You ride the buzz for the last few innings.
Five beers in the parking lot.
Four. I had four tailgating.
Four tailgate beers.
Yeah.
Three double mules.
Yeah.
And then a few beers in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, man.
Machine, man.
Yeah.
I didn't even send any texts. I regretted last night.
Wow.
No DMs either.
That.
Yeah.
Because you were just locked in on the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, just being present.
Yep.
Good for
I
you.
I tweeted something about the school shooting in Texas, and that's about it.
It's always good.
Keeping it light.
To tweet about super serious issues while drunk.
While no typos.
While toasty
drunk.
At the ball game.
I was just feeling good.
I mean, this guy, again, doesn't know. I mean, I feel like if we did the BAC test on you, you would have been drunk. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, to the letter of science, yeah.
Okay. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, some people can handle it.
You definitely can.
You're perhaps right. You should have had that funnel cake as we took the lap around the concourse.
Oh, that's how you
soak it up. You know?
Soak up a mule with a funnel cake.
Oh, yeah.
With a funnel cake.
Just like the doctor recommends.
Real good teammate move. Gabe trying to indoctrinate himself to his new teammates. Buys Tanny a... is indoctrine the right word?
No, it is not. Engender goodwill.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Endear.
Bought him and Tanny some funnel cakes.
I was definitely going to let you go on that.
You shouldn't have.
Self-call out. It's okay. But he bought a funnel cake for you guys?
Yeah.
That's
strong. I turned it down.
And it was really hot. It was fresh out of the fryer. And I was surprised to see how hot it was.
Good for you. Lovely night at the
A lot
ball.
Of love for Gabe and Shane last night. Oh, man, the power of B96 and now the score for Gabe.
Really?
It's big, yeah.
Oh, really? The double barrel, double radio station
man,
love.
He's
well, forget,
life
Gabe's
now.
Been on the air here for like 15, 16 years.
Oh, yeah, no,
everyone
Gabe's,
knows who Gabe is.
Gabe is a giant in the business.
And he's
now,
on TV.
Yeah,
absolutely. And now you, Shane, are hotly discussed on the new morning show over there.
Yeah.
The morning mess when they put the funky music underneath and they discuss you and your meat.
Yeah. Let Carla in the game on Monday. Let her get in at bat. She struck out.
Oh, no.
She struck out.
So are we beefing with them again? I can never
We're not beefing, but I hope she understands that when these games get more serious, her ass is not getting on the field.
I think you've made that abundantly clear when you didn't even play her in the first game. When you won by a slaughter rule and the new girl who moved across the country to take the job and wanted to meet her coworkers and join the softball team didn't even get in the first game that they won by
that
double digits.
That all sounds like reasonable stuff to get into a game.
Yeah.
What you just
imagine
laid
that.
Out there.
Moving across the country, you know, leaving your friends and family, and then this guy over here telling you, oh, you can't play softball or whatever.
I'd like to meet my coworkers. I'd like to make some new friends in a new place.
You can't have it both ways. You can't come in my house and eat my barbecue and my cooking and then also expect to be able to play on the softball team. Like, I'm going to be nice to you in one aspect of your life. Not more.
Sure, that would be totally unreasonable.
Yeah, that would be ridiculous.
To what, you'd just be nice all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I am the one who will leave a sporting event early. I
not going to win at all.
I've done it.
I leave early sometimes. It seems like a reasonable game to leave early.
I know, but it's all about the company. Remember, I left the Cubs game at one point because I was with the stepdaughter. She was the night before she had back surgery.
You wanted to leave with because you wanted to be with your family.
Yeah, I wanted to be with my family.
Yeah,
my family wanted to leave, so I wanted to leave. If I was there with like dudes being guys, one of them wearing a satin jacket, I got Moscow mules hanging around at my feet, and where am I going?
Yeah, I left a World Series game early.
Whoa.
Yeah, 1988. Kirk Gibson hits that home run. You could see my car's taillights off in the distance.
That was you.
Yeah, that was
me. Funny because you weren't driving really yet.
But. Wow.
You left the Field of Dreams game early too. Remember that?
That was the other Chris.
Sorry.
I left the guy who works in St. Louis. I left the Bernie Kosar, Doug Flutie, Boston College, Miami game early. I didn't think anything was going to happen with that one.
That's a shame.
Still feel good about that one.
Still feel good about it?
Yeah, I made the red choice.
Yeah, definitely. It's also, if I paid big money for the ticket, I'm not leaving early. I got it free. I'm out of here. It's true.
Sticking around for the end of this big battle between the Ukraine and Russia. I am, man.
Ukraine's coming back. I heard that.
Yep.
Heard that one.
They took the lead.
Tanny left Patriots Falcons early.
Whoa. That one will stick with you.
You think I would have learned my lesson from the 88 World Series? How do I get to all these big games?
Big Game Tom was there. Absolutely. The Bears are being talked about again nationally, but I think in this context, from one of the best writers in football, they summed up what we're going to be experiencing over the next 12 months as succinctly and clearly as I've seen. I want to see if you agree. Next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.